Don't steam our son. Please, lads. Thrills. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais. With me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
Little Carly Pilkington, little baldy man whinging, little twat. How
right.
are you?
Yeah, all right? All right, yeah.
What are you doing? Happy? Feeling a bit happier today? You look as full of spunk, as they say in America.
Yeah, I'm all right. It's a bit of a miserable day, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit miserable.
Yeah.
Walking in today, right? Do you know I walked through, like, the, sort of the gay district of London and that?
Right.
Well, you don't walk, you mince, don't you?
Oh, just walking through on the way to work, and I'm always interested in their little shops and stuff that they have, right? Loads of...
their little shops.
That's no shame, but if you want to go in and buy something, go in and buy something.
I'm just having a look at, you know, looking in the windows and stuff. Little postcard, just near the entrance.
Yeah.
That's meant to tease people in, to make people go, that sounds good, I'll nip in, right? Little postcard, free butt plugs with every sale.
That's great. How did we get from 5p off milk
to
free butt plugs with every sale? Wow. What society come to?
Well, it's because we're liberated, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, it's an open society.
What did you buy to get them? You didn't buy...
No, I didn't... But what's the purpose?
What, of a poster or of butt plugs?
Butt plugs. Because I really, honestly...
You shove them up your ass, don't you?
Whoa, slow down, bum. Shove them up your bum.
Yeah.
But when? Is that just like when you're doing whatever, doing stuff around the house, or...?
I think it's not to keep things out. Is it like you would use a plug in the sink to keep, you know, water in the sink?
Oh, if you're not gay. Now I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't know.
No entry.
What is it? I mean, I don't understand what
they're
I know.
I assume it either feels good or are they... Well, I've got to be careful here. Or are they sort of like breaking it in?
Right, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like it's like a shoehorn.
Sure.
or yeah. you know...
It's
or
like
the...
when you stick paper in your shoes if they're a bit tight.
Or those people who sort of like put little bits of wood in their lips, sure. and then assume they've got big plates in their lips.
Yeah.
Same with the butt plug. It means you can, you know, you're ready for anything. I don't know, do I? And there comes face!
Well, if you know what butt plugs are used for, then I'll get in touch. And if you're Dr. Blaze, xfm.co.uk.
What do you think? If there's any...
I can't believe we're already on this subject.
I was going to say then, if there's any people who use butt plugs, and I was thinking that Carl would have said, well, they're not up yet.
Yeah.
Because they go out late.
No, but...
But what? Is it, we're award-winning people. We've written a TV show.
Not on radio, though. Not on radio. We're rubbish on radio.
I know,
we've got nothing to lose.
But I always say to you, Steve, that I like educating people and that. Now... The way I see it is, I didn't know what they were.
Mm. Let's phone to go. Did someone know about butt plugs?
All right, we'll get
them. No, get them on. Get them on. Ask them.
No, because they might say something dodgy.
Oh!
Yeah, whereas? Yeah, what have we just been doing?
Just take a chance. Take a chance and tell them not to swear.
Well, do you tell them.
Okay.
Right, Steve,
I haven't got my headphones on.
Hello, who's there?
Oh, my name's Nicholas.
Who, sorry?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, hello, mate. You're not going to swear, are you?
No, I'm not going to swear.
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Keep them keen. What were you calling about?
I'm phoning about your plugs.
Not my plugs, but sure, plugs in general. do you know much about them?
No,
are you a plug user yourself?
No, I'm just thinking if maybe you've got some gay friends and you're spending the night at their place, you might want to use one.
Right. What, you mean experiment with them, or...?
No, so you can make sure they're not going to do anything while you're asleep.
Could I suggest, you know, just lock the door?
Right.
I mean, that is easier to me.
Can I make a bigger suggestion? That's probably the most homophobic thing we've had said on the show today. Thanks very much for your call. Right, okay,
yeah.
Well, that's why we shouldn't put people on the line. Just, you know, without checking first. I think Carl's made a good point. That's the caliber of listener we've got. God gave rock and roll to you by Kiss on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant.
I'm bloody glad he did, Steve.
Thank you, I am.
Cheers.
Carl Pilkington's with us as well. He's learnt some stuff while the song's been on.
He's had a couple of calls, one from a bloke, one from a woman who worked at a sex shop, and you learnt quite a lot. I could see your eyes widening. What have you learnt then about butt plugs?
I haven't really learnt anything. I still don't understand.
Yes, you have.
No, but the woman was just saying, you know, it spices things up a bit.
Yeah.
Well, what do you need to do that for? The end result is always the same, I think. So why complicate it? Do you know what I mean? Are you with me, though? These people who say, you know, they do stuff all night, it's like, what's the point? That's why I like short stories and that.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
So.
Excellent. If I wish people could see what he looks like when he's talking about it. Oh, in fact, he's in Heat next week, Steve.
Right.
Is he? Yeah, they put a picture of him. They could do the grab off the DVD, mm-hmm. and he's behind the scenes, and he's got his little picture in Heat, and he hates it, don't you?
Well, I'm a bit annoyed because I didn't want it in.
Why are you worried?
Just don't want people
knowing what
I look like and that.
Why?
Were you on the DVD?
Yeah, but...
It's to public domain. Anyone can take it off there and put it on the paper now.
But that's extras on a DVD. And I'm just thinking not that many people. If they watch it, they won't take it in, stuff like that.
What are you worried about then?
Just, I don't... There's, like, me brother and sister and stuff who I don't see anymore. If they know what I look like now, they might...
What do you mean if they know what you look like now? They've just got to imagine little Carl Pilkington with no hair.
No, I've changed quite a lot because I work hard, don't I? So I've aged quite badly. And I'm just thinking if they...
You've got the hair of a Chinaman,
but sorry, why is it a problem for your brother and sister to see you?
Because I don't see them anymore, do I? And they'll come out of the woodwork now.
What? They're after your millions?
No, so they're sitting at home, they're looking at Heat, and there goes Carl, and goes, oh, Carl's my brother. My brother, oh, maybe I'll go and see him.
I don't want the hassle.
But they could find out where you are.
What's the hassle, then?
It's just hassle of having friends and family and that.
You mean this, don't you?
Yeah, it's, you know that I'm not into be, you know, having dates.
If either your brother or your sister came to your door, would you not welcome them in and give them a cup of tea?
Do you know what? He bumped into his sister, right, after about 7 years, in a car park somewhere, right? And she went, oh, I've got a picture of my new kid, do you want to see it? He went, not really, all kids look the same. And she went off in half.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's the problem, though, isn't it? She hadn't seen me for years and years. That's the way I am. I'm not, like, being rude or anything. I'm just... says what comes in me head.
Oh, don't give me that. Don't do that. I'm not rude. It's what comes in me head.
That's a rubbish excuse.
Not rude.
Know me, know my ways.
Yeah.
Right, am I wrong, then? Let's look at it. Let's look at the... what
hey,
I've heard.
There's an ounce of Barmer's cakes. Know me, know my ways. Get out, you twiddle flunt. What is that? What sort of philosophy is that? Know me, I'm rude, and take it or leave
it. I'm not
it.
Being rude.
You what? Are being rude!
What, saying that all babies look the same?
It's your nephew! You didn't even bother to have a look. You could have been courteous and have a look at the picture.
If it was a first, I'd say fair enough, but she's got loads of kids.
Oh, fair enough. What kind of woman is she?
David Bowie, Lady Stardust from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. I went to see him Tuesday. I know you went to see him Wednesday, Steve. Mm. I mean, obviously I'm a mental fan, but I think objectively that was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
He's got the best band in the world. He played all the hits. It was an amazing show. The sound was incredible. Do you know what I mean?
But his voice as well. I think people don't
incredible.
Realize how his voice is.
It was absolutely...
Soulful is the word I'd use.
Brilliant. Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. You don't care, do you, Carl? We don't care about this.
You never really go to gigs, do you, Carl? The live music experience is not something you enjoy.
Can be alright.
Go on.
I heard that someone else who went to the Bowie thing said that he sort of messed with the songs a bit, which would annoy me.
No, he didn't.
Not really.
Hardly at all.
He said when they did Life on Mars, instead of saying something about... just the tune of it, he messed with it so it wasn't the same. That would annoy me.
What would you do?
I mean, we're not talking Bob Dylan or Sinatra. He ad-libbed a little bit, I suppose, and it's his song, but it was, totally faithful. He was singing the songs. What do you mean?
Well, it's just, don't mess with stuff. It's like if you went to see Titanic... And then the boat didn't have a crash. You go, what are they doing? It's like, oh, I fancy messing with it.
I'll tell you, he didn't mess with it. Relatively speaking, he did not mess with the songs. They were brilliant renditions.
That would be a hell of a film, though, where Titanic gets to New York absolutely fine.
Oh, Carl.
But,
oh, you're amazing.
It's because I work here, though, and there's a lot of gigs going on all the time, and then you get to a point when, you know, you just go, oh, get a bit fed up with that.
Well, when was the last time you went to a live experience?
Well, I've been to gigs, but the one that springs to mind probably is when I first sort of tried a gig out, and it wasn't a music one, it was Bottom, you know, with...
Bottom the live thing
with Rick Mayall and Eddie Hamilton.
Yeah, in
Manchester. When was that?
Years ago, because it was in Manchester in about, I don't know, 87, 88 or something. And I was set up for a blind date. Right, this a mate of mine sort of set me up to see this.
What? Girl. So you said let's go to Bottom?
Well, I didn't tell her. I just said meet us at the Apollo.
I bet she was over the moon, wasn't she?
Met her there, said right.
Romantic.
Going to see some middle-aged men run round in pants. Brilliant.
Well, it's good. It's one of the things that afterwards you've got something to talk about, haven't you, and stuff. Yeah.
So it was, was it a good gig?
Yeah, it was all right. Sort of bought some Opal Fruits and that at the start of the night.
Yeah.
I think she liked that. And then we watched Bottom. Then afterwards had a bit of a chat, and then,
You didn't see her again, I take it?
I would have done, right, because she was all right looking and everything.
Yeah.
But when we were chatting, she said, she had a problem with a marrow.
What?
And that.
She what?
She had a problem with a marrow.
She had a problem with her marrow?
Yeah.
You mean her bone marrow?
Yeah.
Oh! I thought you meant she had one stuck up her fanny.
No, just a...
Thanks for that, Rick. That's an image I painted out of my head.
No wonder what. Oh, I see. A marrow. I think a marrow. Her marrow.
And is that serious, that? Well, I just was put off it because I thought... If
well, it's, I think it's more serious than a problem with a marrow.
Yeah,
I mean...
With a marrow. A marrow and that.
It's an idea if you're bored with... But
I love it. I love it. Everything he says. It's like someone from Kez.
It was just that thing that...
You didn't want to go out with a girl who might be ill in some way.
Well, yeah, I thought, what's the point in spending time with her, spending money on her and stuff, and then she's going to die on me?
Oh!
No, but seriously...
God!
No, but I'm just... But, see, this is what annoys me. You asked me to be honest, but
oh.
I'm just saying, what's the point in me getting upset and stuff?
No, but it's not the... It was the one thing you said, what's the point in spending money on her if she's going to die anyway? You've got to realise that's not a normal thing to say.
No, but what's the point in getting to really like, to know, you know, knowing someone and thinking, oh, that she's really nice, I want to spend my life with her. It's good that she told me when she did.
Carl! Oh, what, during Bottom? This is the most amazing thing you've ever said.
But what, Steve, don't you understand what I'm saying?
But no, because... What? Well, firstly, it's the assumption that she's going to drop dead, and
well,
you're going to think,
I'm
well,
not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, am I? I don't know what it means when you've got a problem with a marrow and that, but she looked pretty serious when she was talking about it. So I was like, oh.
Christ almighty!
I don't understand what's so bad about it.
Play a record! I'll tell you. I'll explain to her during the break. Play a record.
Libertines?
Yeah.
If you're morally objectionable, why not email ricky.jh@xfm.co.uk?
It's okay, he's an idiot.
It's true.
Mollis Chambers, Kings of Leon on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Steve,
yes.
Want to talk to you. I think it was, might have been Wednesday night. I was in the pub. Phone goes. Carl goes, you're watching that thing about parasites?
Right.
I went, no, I'm out. He went, oh. Fellow with a maggot in his head.
Fellow with a maggot in his head?
Yeah. And he goes, oh, no, he's pulling it out now. Oh, God. I said, well, I'll get it. I said, yeah, see you later. About 5 minutes later, I get a message on my phone. Beep, beep. I look at it. It just says, oh, no. There's a fella with his fish up his cock now.
There's a fella with a fish up his cock?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Want to explain that, Carl? Is it one of those little ones that swim up if you're having a slash in the Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? But it was still, like, stuff like that. It started off with,
What does the fish do when it gets in there?
Just sits there.
Why is it, why?
Well, what else can it do?
No, but why does it go up there?
Don't know, I didn't listen to that bit. There's a bit, it started off with a fella who, had a bit of meat and got a tapeworm inside him.
Yeah.
And he grew it for however long, and then it came out at the end, it was about 7 foot long.
On purpose?
Yeah, he did it on purpose, yeah, for the programme, right?
I think, yeah. Probably slimming, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking that. Could, you know, I mean, you're a fan of Waller. Could he purposely have about 8 of them?
What, Rick Waller?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Because he was saying how they eat, you know, a lot of stuff when they're in you. They just eat all
Well, they take enough so you don't die, nor do they, yeah. But, I mean, you've got to keep taking them out, haven't you? Because you'll still have the same weight, because it's got to go somewhere. So you'll have them in you. What you got to do is, like, let them eat your meal and then take them out.
Do you think worm watchers will catch on?
Yeah.
So anyway, so that happened, right? And then, yeah, there was a woman with a maggot in her head.
A woman with a maggot in
yeah,
her head?
Yeah, she went on holiday, it got in there somehow, and,
stowaway.
It just, oh, it was massive. And the thing is, she had a hole in her head, and she's there being interviewed with the doctor, like, and you can see it just sort of sticking its head out. Like, do you know when you see a cartoon with a maggot in an apple?
Yeah.
And it looks out, looks around like that.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just take it out there and then?
I think they could have done, but the doctor's messing about. He's like, well, it's good for the show, isn't it? And they left it in there.
Right, that's libelous.
Well.
That is libelous.
But I found it weird. Why not just grab it?
Because there must be a reason. There must be one of those medical reasons that you don't really know about, Carl.
Right. And another bit, this was the best one, right?
Grab it!
Right, there's this fella, and he was on his bike, right,
yeah.
cycling to work or whatever, and, he sort of sees this thing in the corner of his eye.
Right? Literally in the corner of his eye? Or you mean he saw
something? He just said he saw something.
In his peripheral vision, okay,
something
yeah.
And thought, what's that?
Yeah.
So he thought, oh, doesn't matter, whatever. And he stops off at a cafe, right,
yeah.
Get a little scone, a tea or whatever, and he goes in there, and he's sat down, and the waiter comes over, he says, yeah, what do you want? He says, I'll have a scone and a tea. He goes, all right then. So he goes to get it, comes back, as he puts the tea and the scone down, his face is like, what is that, right? Like a look of frightenedness on
yeah.
his face, right? Drops the tea and legs it. So the fella's going, what? So he legs it after the bloke and goes, what? And he says, oh, something came out of your nose. That was massive.
Sorry, something came out of the guy's
It's all true, because people would have watched it, so don't start saying
sorry,
it didn't
but hang
happen.
On, I just need to clarify. The guy
I don't believe he ran away. I don't believe he legged it. I don't believe he had a look of frightenedness on his face. And I don't believe he said something massive came out of your nose.
Wait a minute.
I don't even believe he had a cup of tea and a scone. These are the things that I think are embellished.
But who had something coming out of his nose? Was it the guy serving the scone?
The one who was on the bike who ordered the scone.
Yeah, but what
it
was
came
it?
Came out of his nose.
Yeah, what was it? Came out of his nose.
Right. So he goes home. And he thinks, I've got to sort this out, because he's not good in that, so he's
But what, though, was out of his nose? What, so you mean it poked out of his nose, it didn't come out?
It just said hello and then it...
It was like the maggot in the head.
Yeah,
he just
yeah,
popped his head out, had a look around and went back in.
Why did the bloke drop the tea and run?
Well, it's weird, isn't it?
Alright, so he goes home.
He goes yeah. home and he goes, oh, God, you know. So he sits in front of the mirror, and he's sat there waiting. This thing comes out. Again, sort of looks round, goes back in again, so he goes, oh.
No scones.
Right?
No.
So he goes, I've got to sort this out. He goes to the doctors, yeah. Says to the doctor, I've got something up my nose, it just keeps coming out and having a look round, going back in.
Didn't
so
say that.
So the doctor's like, oh, I haven't heard of that before, right?
Didn't say that.
So sat there, he does it again, the doctor looks, you know, frightened again.
He runs away?
Yeah.
He had a look of medical frightenedness.
Yeah.
He dropped his stethoscope and legged it.
No, he said, I know what it was.
What?
So you got a leech up your nose. He had a leech about that long.
What's radio?
Well, how long's that?
4 inches.
4 inches coming out of his nose. Next night, he stuck his head out, he grabbed it, pulled it out. That's horrible, though, isn't it? Isn't it?
Can I just remind people, just let people know, when Carl was saying... It was about that long, and Ricky said 4 inches. He was using his fingers.
Oh, yeah, he didn't have his nose.
Something else.
The feather out, no.
So he had a leech up his nose. How did he get a leech up his nose?
I don't know, again, I'm not that bothered about that bit. All the footage and stuff.
Oh, play a record.
Brilliant programme. Yeah.
It's just the same. He just sees that. He gets fast. He doesn't read on. Mm. His education is just sound bites and self-embellishment in his own head.
Yeah. Well, it's
like, he gets all his news from Anna Nova and he just reads the headline.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't bother reading it.
But you know, he considers that education. He gets annoyed if you think that more information is useful.
Don't get going on that. Oh. We'll talk about that later.
Right, okay. We're going to play a song now. And I'm going to tell London Carl's confusion over evolution.
Right. Better you two?
Oh, brilliant.
Sweet. Sweetest thing on XFM, Ricky Gervais, Steve Rich and Carl Pilkington.
So, we're with Carl in the week, so what can we do this week? I was saying, well, don't do Rockbusters, that's dead in the water. I hope the listening public agree with me. He's going, well, you know, I want to teach stuff again. Remember what I taught you last week? I went, no idea. Were you joking? I went, no. And it was, he went, Ivan the Terrible goes out of a fella's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Ivan the Terrible at the time.
Yeah.
So
I can't remember. This was a man who had built something for Ivan the Terrible, and
but his idea of education is telling someone something that knows more about the subject than him, so they can correct him when he's telling them it. And so I said, well, I don't know. And he gets annoyed that me and you are dubious against monkeys who perform bank robberies. And he goes, but you believe in Newton. Yeah. He doesn't know the difference. I was trying to explain the laws of the universe, right? He was going, what do you do? And so all I come up with, I thought something interesting. You know when you tell a child maths, you say you've got 3 potatoes and you've got 4 potatoes?
Yeah.
I have to do that with science to Carl.
Yeah.
So I ended up saying, imagine you're in a shopping trolley with loads of house bricks. If you throw the house bricks out, you'll go the other way. He loved that.
Right.
He apped, didn't you?
Hmm. Because I didn't know that would happen. And It's sort of useful to know. It sort of explained a bit to me and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why I like doing stuff every week. I think listeners go away going, well, I didn't know that. Do you know what I mean? Carl told me something there.
They forget it instantly, just like we do. We're friends of yours and we forget it instantly.
No, the annoying thing with you is, Steve, not so much Ricky, at least they'll listen now and again, you'll just dismiss stuff straight away. I taught you loads of stuff.
But, Carl, what you consider education...
What
you consider education, I consider tittle-tattle.
Well,
it's not education. Do you know what I mean? You seem to think it's education. It's just kind of gossip, stories you've sort of half read.
Right, all right. Example of yesterday. Goldfish have longer memories than people think they do.
Yeah.
You said no, it's rubbish.
No, we didn't. We said we're going to have
information from.
Yeah.
There's not enough information there for it to be educational. Because
it's also relative.
You think.
Because that as a statement, it has no objectivity. Goldfish's memories are longer than some people think. That isn't a fact.
Exactly.
Because we don't know how long do people think a goldfish's memory is. Do you see what that isn't a fact? Whereas Newton's laws of physics and the universe are.
Right. Yeah, but it was just a little thing. And I taught you more than that. I said about there's loads of Chinese people, if you put them in a line, you can't get to the end of it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
There's loads of Chinese people.
We know that. But what? If we put them in a line, we can't get to the end
of it. If we just say there's about a billion Chinese people in the world.
But what really annoys me is, right, I read something on the internet the other day, because I'm always trying to learn stuff.
Yeah, there you are, I know you are.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're having a go at me because you're saying, well, what does that mean? Yeah, there was a report on, I think it was Anna Nova or BBC News website, it said, the world may end in 32 million years. Right, first of all, it says may, doesn't say it will, and 32 million, who's going to argue with that? And yet they're allowed to put that on a website. You're not having a go at them.
No, but
you didn't read on.
There's more information.
That wasn't meant to be a newsflash to worry people. That was like oh, scientists have discovered that possibility. That was just like,
yeah, but again, possibility.
No, but Carl. Yeah, but there's other paragraphs that you haven't read. You see, that will have to give explanations as to why they think that might happen. So therefore, it becomes a news item. It becomes educational. It's not just the headline, the bullet point. The headline's just supposed to... It's supposed to draw you into the story so you read on. Yeah. That's not all the information.
But then I was trying to come up with things to excite him, and I realised that I was opening a can of worms. I was trying to come up with facts for him. He was going, well, give me facts. So I said, I said, oh, okay, why can't an owl, why does an owl have to turn its sort of head 180 degrees? And I said, it's because the eyes are so large, that's a huge focal point for its sight, that it they can't move within the skull, right? And he went, well, why'd they do that? Why don't they just do it, give them normal eyes, and then not have to have turn their head? I went, what do you mean? Why didn't they? He went, well, whoever did that. I went, well, it was evolution, it was, he went, it's like giraffes. I read that giraffes grew their necks to eat food. So they didn't grow their necks to get the food. The ones that had upshots lived longer and so got the food and passed on their... He went, yeah, but why didn't they just give them wings? I went, why didn't who just give them wings? He got angry and went, whoever gave them the necks! his understanding of evolution made me fall on the floor.
Who do you imagine is they? Because you don't believe in God, do you? So who is it you imagine is they?
Well, whoever made us, sorted us out.
Who?
I don't know, it just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
there's no will to evolution. It's natural selection, isn't it?
I still don't get it, though. We talked about an hour, about an hour, didn't we?
I know.
Yeah, but to be fair, I watched as Ricky tried to give you actually what was quite a concise and educated version of evolution. He tried to explain it to you, and I have never seen a person lose interest quicker.
But I tried to use actual fact, then I tried to use metaphor and analogy, then I showed you some computer programs to show what biofeedback is and everything. I tried all these things, and Steve's right, you were looking out the window.
Have you ever spoken, Carl, to someone who's got Alzheimer's disease? And you try to explain who you are, and they're listening, and then they... That's what you're like. It's extraordinary. But listen, seriously, I went home, I found this book, I found a couple of facts which I think are more up your street. Evolution, a little bit complicated. A little bit big. But this one, I think we may have mentioned it before, I think you'll like this. This is from a book of facts and trivia. The Egyptians trained baboons to wait on tables. That's interesting to you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you got any more there?
I'll see if I can find
he's interested.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the staff.
That did happen,
You pay peanuts, you get monkeys.
And then what did they go off and do after that?
Well, it doesn't say...
I love the fact that he thinks... Right, okay, so in his mind, if the other monkey going, it's 5:30, I'm off, you know I was going early today, and they go off maybe dancing or something, or they come in late.
No, I think I assumed what you meant there is that was their first career move. And
yeah,
they went on. It's like actors waiting to be discovered.
Play a record.
Just one more before you play a record. You'll like this. Peter the Great. You ever heard of Peter the Great?
No.
Okay, well anyway, Peter the Great had his wife's lover executed.
You'll love this, Carl.
Right, so his wife had a lover, he had him executed, and he put his head into a jar of alcohol, and his wife had to keep it in her bedroom. Do you understand? That's every time she saw, every morning she'd wake up, and there was her lover's head in a jar.
Who took his head off? He took his own head off.
Play a record.
Play a record.
She had a lover. And, oh, never
forget
mind.
It.
Never
forget
mind.
It.
Mad World on XFM. We just had a text, Rick, from Andrew Barnes. He says he watched the same documentary, it would appear, as Carl did in the week. And he says here, just to clarify, the leech nose man got it up there when drinking from a muddy stream. And he goes on, one can only imagine the frightenedness he experienced.
Oh, God. Explain to him once more what happened with Peter the Great.
All right, so we've got Peter the Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And his wife had a lover.
That's another man.
Another man.
Not Peter the Great.
She was having an affair with someone else.
Right.
And Peter the Great, he found out about that. Okay?
Yeah.
So he sliced off this bloke's head, he killed him, he executed him.
Right.
You with me so far?
The fella who she was seeing for a bit.
Yeah, there's only two fellas involved.
There's two
here,
people
though.
Involved. One's Peter the Great, the other one's not. Right. The guy that's not Peter the Great...
Derek the Terrible.
Derek the Rubbish.
Yeah.
Right? He's having an affair with Peter the Great's missus. So Peter the Great slices off his head, puts it inside a jar of alcohol to preserve it, and puts it in his wife's bedroom. So every morning she wakes up, she sees her dead lover's head.
You'd have thought he wouldn't want her to remember, wouldn't you?
Oh.
Best put bury the head so she can't, don't remember.
Well, it was a reminder so as not to put it about.
And did it work?
Oh, I don't know!
I love that. Again, that to me is an amazing thing to do. And you go, did it work? I mean, you've got quite an interesting mind, actually. I mean, you are, in some ways, really, really bright and intelligent. I love the way you think. You're one of the cleverest blokes in some ways that I know.
Dad always says I've got common sense.
Well.
Yeah.
And that's more important than knowing about, you know, goldfish.
But it's what, you really, you, it's like you follow the subplot, which is quite an interesting thing, do you know what I mean? It's like, you tell you a story, you'll always pick up on something that I didn't even think was an important bit. It's like you're always, you're looking out of the window all the time.
So what's important about that head thing?
What do you mean?
The head in the jar.
It's a grotesque thing to do. It shows ego, power, cruelty, and revenge.
Although I think it probably did work because he is called Peter the Great.
Yeah.
So you'd assume he got it right.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can query that. That's the sort of facts you give us. You see now, you're on the other side of the fence, and you've got questions, just like we've always got questions.
No, but in Carl's thing, it would have been turns out. Some weird happened, right? And he was still alive. Yeah. And so she was still having sex with body. And yeah. His head was watching.
Yeah.
And Peter the Great didn't even know.
See how he's perked up? I understand what you're saying. Now, I've learned some other stuff. So I'll see if I can, you know, educate you a bit before three.
But I want to know. I'll tell you what education I want. I want to know what sort of things I can buy this weekend.
Butt plugs.
No. Have you got any adverts?
Oh, yeah. XFM.
It's My Life from No Doubt on XFM, the version of the Talk Talk
Love
song.
Love it.
You've enjoyed that, Rip.
Yeah, on XFM 104.9. Right, Carl. This is where he shines. This is where Carl gets... This is what Carl gets Mondays off for.
Yeah.
Okay, Carl, what is it? You want to explain this?
It's the bit when, I'm in a film, and, sort of edit me into it so I'm like an actor in a major film.
Yeah.
We've done Kez, we've done One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Shining, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This week, it's A Few Good Men.
Brilliant film.
With, Jack Nicholson and that.
Yeah.
So you listen to this, and, we'll give the question later on, probably.
Let's give it after this.
All right.
Yeah, we'll give it after the clip.
I haven't really got one sorted, but I think I'm whilst it's on. So, have a listen to this, take everything in, and then question at the end. So it's a scene where it's a court case.
Yeah.
All right.
All rise! Call your witness.
Yeah, he's just coming now. All right, Jack.
Colonel.
What?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
All right. All right, Colonel. Bit smart today with all the army stuff on.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Nah. Brother did. He was in the army. Got kicked out, though, because he went for a packet of fags and a tank. Weird, that, innit?
No, it's not. It's tragic.
I wouldn't say it's tragic. I'll show you something tragic. I always, carry this book around with me. I always show it to people. It's got, like, the top 50 weird people in the world in it, right? It's all sorts of weird stuff in it. Look at this one here. It's a fella, right? He's got two heads. And the weird thing is, right, is the top 50 weird people in the world. He's at number 50, he's got two heads, right? Makes you wonder what's going to be at number one, doesn't it?
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
No, but look at it. Imagine if you were his mate. You wouldn't get a word in edgeways, would you?
Maybe he didn't have any friends.
Probably right. They say, don't they? They say, two's company, three's a crowd, so...
Please tell me that you have something more, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I got loads more. This fella at number 36, look at him. Three legs. Little fella with three legs, right? Guess what his job is?
My answer is I don't have the first damn clue.
Well, I'll tell you. He's a juggler.
I beg your pardon?
He's a juggler.
This is ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous. You're probably thinking what I'm thinking. Why wasn't he a footballer? He's great at keeping up, isn't that?
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
Yeah, it's just that I'd like to know the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
Gentlemen!
Well, I've paid for the book, so I think I'm entitled to know why.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to!
You better get somewhere fast with this, Lieutenant.
What about this one, then? This lad here, he's 12 years old, he looks 48. What do you think?
No.
Why not, though? You said you didn't want to know any more about the juggler. You didn't say you didn't
want to know what I said. I don't have to have it read back to me like
all right.
Lieutenant, do you have anything further for this witness?
Well, just wanted to know if you thought Mr. Webfoot at number 42 should have took up swimming, but...
Absolutely.
And you'd say that now, wouldn't you? Forget it.
Well, I don't know what to say, really. That's Carl Pilkington in the film A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, acting alongside Jack, and I have to say, giving him a run for his money.
I think Carl is a really good actor. Mm. I genuinely think that. Should we put him in something?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Right, what's the question?
What's his forte, do you think?
Just sort of playing that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Deep stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we can talk that out.
Think of a question there, out of that little lot.
You've not got one.
Well, I've got, who was at number 36, whatever it was. What was it?
I don't know. Let's...
Who was number 50? Who was at number 50?
Yeah, all right then.
Okay.
Yeah,
what was odd about the guy who was at number 50 in the 50 weirdest people on the list?
And just text in, 83XFM, and put your address on there as well and that.
What prizes are there, Carl?
Loads of stuff.
Yeah. That's actually not bad. There's Lord of the Rings on there, Michael Palin's Around the World in 80 Days. If you've not had a chance to see that yet, it's been repeated about 80 times. Look Around You, which is an excellent show. That's
yeah, it's brilliant.
Seen that. There's some other good stuff. It's not too bad. And also the relatively poor stand-up DVD, Ricky Gervais's live animal show, which is mediocre.
Can't give him away.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you can win all those prizes if you can answer which question again?
Who was the fella who was at number 50 in my book? What was up with him?
Excellent.
All right, so let's, got to play,
Thorns?
Some Thorns?
That's the most beautiful track I can't get enough of this. Isn't it? You'll love it. You'll love this. Carl, come on, what's the matter with you?
What?
Thorns. No Blue Sky. Beautiful, isn't it? Isn't that a great track?
It's alright, yeah.
Just had an email, yeah. That woman who opened the Office script could have her head cut off, apparently. When a letter is posted, it becomes the property of the Queen until it reaches the person it was meant for. By opening it, she's committed treason and could be killed. I don't know if you're familiar with this story, Carl, are you?
Go on.
Apparently, some copies of the Office Christmas specials, scripts, got sent to the wrong address. Some woman. And, I don't know what you'd do in that situation. Normally, if I get mail that's not addressed to me, I just give it to the postman or put it back in the postbox.
Radio 1 tried to speak to her, but apparently she's got a gagging order, which makes us think that she sold it to the Sunday. So we'll read it. We'll read the plot of The Office tomorrow in the Sunday papers, which ruin it for some people.
Ruin it for a lot of people, yeah.
But the other thing is... I mean, if it was sent to her, obviously her name wasn't on it, if that's true, in which case, I think that's quite a serious offence, isn't it?
I would hope so. I mean, I would hope that, if I sent something in an envelope, it was...
But the BBC, the BBC, thinks that because the person they said it was meant to be sent to got his, he thinks maybe that's an excuse. Maybe someone gave her the script and said, don't say it came from me.
Yeah.
So... I don't know, maybe she's protected someone, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that is...
Well, either way, don't sell it to a newspaper.
Well, It's just the kind of mercenary nature of it that I loathe, you know? It's the fact that... And the fact that it's only just now makes me wonder if she had it there lying around in her house and someone said to her, well, why don't you go to the papers?
Yeah.
Try and flog it.
But I just don't think it's... I don't think she's going to get a lot for it, because people are going to see it soon. It's not like it's the Hitler Diaries.
Well, they're not very well written.
But, I mean... I don't know.
I'll tell you what I'm frustrated by. It's just the fact that it's like we've worked hard to give people some kind of pleasure for this Christmas, you know, because a lot of people are very depressed, Rick, very low at this time of year. They've not got what they wanted. But we're trying to cheer them up, give them a bit of happiness.
Yeah, but I think she'll be happy if she gets a lot of money.
True.
I don't know. I think it's just tacky, really.
It's like, well, I just say, if you're a fan of the show and you don't want to know what happens, then don't read the Sundays tomorrow, or at least avoid it when it says, we tell you what happens.
The papers might not ruin it. The papers might go... We've got them, but we're not going to ruin it for people.
That'd be a nice gesture.
But,
All I can say is, it's a good job that I send out the prizes.
Sure.
Because that Michael Palin, Around the World in 80 Days, will be going to the person who won it.
Yeah.
And if someone else receives it, they better not try and, keep it. It should go to the winner.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That is a very good point.
So,
be warned.
Don't, open things that weren't addressed here.
Yeah.
I Pandora's
box.
Though,
as a, there's some sort of lesson there.
Yeah.
What happened? All the evils of the world, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, don't try to explain
brilliant.
It to Carl.
No, Pandora's box.
Go on.
Well, told not to open it, opened it, released all the evils that are in the world now.
But did the person say if you open it, loads of evil will come
it's
out?
It's not true. It's not true. It didn't really happen. It's not like evolution. It's not the truth.
But you remember that? Yeah, you won't listen to some of my stuff. About goldfish and stuff.
No, it's not that we don't listen to it. It's that you would pass off how all the evils in the world got here. Because on Ananova it would be, Pandora opens box!
Yeah. Actually, speaking of headlines.
Oh, here we go. Okay, look. Yeah, imagine if Pilkington was on News at 10, okay?
We should just explain, you cannot be bothered to read an entire news story. You get everything you need from a headline, don't you?
Well, I think it's enough. I think if they did...
Well, let's see if this is enough. Let's see if Trent McDonald just read this on the News at 10. It'd be shorter and you'd get back to the football or whatever.
Yeah,
there we go. And here is the news at 2:15 with Carl Pilkington. Bong.
Man who walks backwards around lake falls in.
Bong.
Chinese woman eats dirt.
Bong.
Man lives in rubbish dump for 10 years.
Brilliant. Bong.
Czech family says they've got a rabbit with 3 knobs. Right?
Right.
Done.
Sorry, can you just read a little bit more of the Czech family with 3 knobs?
Just about a family.
Not read it to yourself. Read that on air.
He can't read it to himself. I told him to read it to himself. We still hear it.
No, he was, because I could see his lips moving.
Come on.
Just this fella who had 3 rabbits.
Right, just think of this is Trevor McDonald.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on, Carl. Okay, oh. Here's the news. Right, good. Brilliant. Go on.
There's a fella, he's got 3 rabbits and that, and then he checks them out, right?
Yeah.
2 of the rabbits have got 2 knobs each.
Right.
And he goes, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Sure.
And they're throwing them around, sort of chucking, you know, showing them around the family and stuff,
yeah.
Saying, look at that, that's weird. Picks up the 3rd one, it's got 3.
Yeah.
So, they ate the 2 with 2, because they thought, they best keep the 3rd one, because a little bit lucky in that.
Yeah.
It is lucky, 3 knobs there, yeah.
Now here's the sports news, and that's how it would work.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. We'll read about the Chinese woman who eats dirt. I'm interested in
said.
That.
That's it. That is the story, isn't it? What more do you need to know? It's
well, I want to know a little bit more. Can you just embellish
78-year-old Chinese woman. She says she's 78. Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Is my theory.
Carl's theory is that Chinese people don't age well. And so those Chinese people that say they're 112 are really only 33. That's why he doesn't want to be recognised. He doesn't want to walk out from here into Chinatown.
Yeah.
Go on.
Just says she's been eating soil for 70 years. She's ate about 10 tons of the stuff. And it's done her no harm. Kept her grounded.
It's probably all right for you, isn't it? Because it passes through, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they say, don't they, if you're having a kid, let it play in soil and that. Because,
Well, that's to get it immune, yeah, to get yeah. But lots of, like, things with birds and reptiles sometimes swallow soil and stones, because it grinds up stuff, breaks down cellulose for them. Doesn't do you any harm.
Alright then.
One more fact from this book for you, Carl. Apparently, officially, the Second World War is not over. It's not actually over because there's never been an official treaty signed between Germany and Russia. So it's still going on. Interesting or not?
Not as good as the monkey one and the
woman who eats dirt.
And the Peter the Great and that.
Sure.
But, yeah. It is over, isn't it? Isn't it, though? That's what I mean about you annoying me with stuff that you go, oh, that's interesting. I don't think that is interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
It was, what was it I learnt?
What was it I learnt? Think of that as a question.
Well, we're all trying to figure that out.
Yeah, go on.
Leonardo,
DiCaprio?
The painter.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. He could write with one hand, draw with the other at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
It's alright.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's alright.
Well, if you have an interesting fact for Carl Pilkington that you think he might be intrigued by, email ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
What have we got coming up?
UK.
What have we got coming up?
More education stuff. Some good tunes and that.
Yeah.
And, Bit of Outcast?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Outcast, Hey Ya on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, and over there Carl Pilkington. Now we've got a new feature.
Well, let's, I don't know if it should become a feature every week, Rick. I'm not sure it's got legs for that.
No.
But maybe in the absence of Rockbusters. Basically, I was looking through the pigeonhole, and we got a lot of stuff sent to us, a lot of junk, you know, stuff we don't really want.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, for some reason, they send
begging
us...
Begging letters,
a lot of that. We get sent a lot of CDs by people, bands, artists, who have not yet been signed. Maybe they've knocked something together in their bedroom. They got a band. And they just, for some reason, they want our feedback. They want us to sort of give them some thoughts on what they think, where they're going wrong, stuff like that. And I just thought, I was having a clear out. And I thought, why not just give them a little chance, you know.
Yeah.
Just throw them a bone, Rick.
Honest critique
of some of the artists that sent us stuff.
Okay, go on.
These are bands that have not been, they've not got a record contract.
This is exciting. Okay, name the three bands.
Well,
first.
I'll go through them individually and I'll hear a little snatch and then I'll get your opinions, both from you, Rick. I know you've been in the music business, you've got a good general knowledge of music,
yeah,
you've got good taste.
Big time,
and also
big time.
Carl Pilkington's views as well.
Yeah.
We know what to think of them. So this first band is called Kellerton Road. I'm sure they're very excited. As I said their name then, they probably can't believe it. They're phoning each other now. They're getting so excited.
All friends are phoning them now.
Yeah,
turn your phone off.
They
can't believe in this band.
That.
You don't want to...
Yeah.
Well, okay, then. Kellerton Road.
Kellerton Road. Play a track from them. Ask if she's not too busy next week. Ask your smile. Yes, she's so that's Kellerton Road. I think that's a track called Secretly. And looking on the back here, there's six of them in the band. They all pretty much look the same. They've got the long hair, the usual sort of look. What do you make of them, Rick?
All right.
Yeah? Quite like
yeah,
that?
Good, yeah. I mean, a bit generic. The chorus is a little bit simplistic, but I like good production, good, yeah. Good music.
Reminds me of something maybe like The Thrills, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, good.
Jukebox or junk box?
What's a junk box?
It's just, I'm just trying to make it sound snappy. Jukebox or junk box?
Don't. Because you haven't got it. Don't ever. Stick to what you're good at.
Okay.
What,
being sexy?
Just sort of watching Doctor Who and stuff. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, then, right, what's the next one?
So, well, let's just ask Carl Pilkington's opinion. Carl, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it, is it?
Yep.
Is that why you no longer write for the enemy?
Go on.
So what's this next one you've got for us then, Carl?
Toffee.
Toffee.
It's called Born Depressed.
Oh, dear.
Brilliant.
Is it about you?
I quite like that.
Yeah?
That's got a bit, yeah, a bit glammy, bit underground. Yeah.
What do you make of the name, Toffee?
I don't like the name.
It's not great, is it?
No, but I quite like that track.
Quite like the track. I'm just looking at the CD, they've made it themselves, and basically the band feature on there completely nude.
Oh.
What do you
Well, we know what we think of that. What do you think of that, Carl?
I'm happy with that. Let's have a look then.
Have a look then.
That's no point, is it?
There's quite a lot of blokes and there's one naked lady.
Yeah, just having a look though, just, yeah.
What are you looking at the blokes? What are you looking at? Why are you looking at the blokes?
That's knob. Having a look.
But you look at the knob. I can see by the way your eyes are looking.
I'm looking at the woman's knob, though.
Well, she won't be happy with that.
No, that's a bloke, Carl.
Yeah, that's where you've been going wrong.
Yeah, that's the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, that one, the woman's knob, so that's all right.
Yeah, good.
So Rick, Hit Parade or Shit Parade?
I don't know if it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be a hit yet, because I haven't got backup, but I think we're looking more about whether they get,
a record deal. Do you think they deserve one?
Yeah, thumbs up for both of them.
Okay,
well done.
All right, well done. And Carl, play the last one then. What did you make of it? Sorry, we didn't ask your opinion, we weren't interested.
like to see them on CD UK. Just like that on the, yeah, on the CD cover.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And this last act, I think, is this right, Picture Centre?
Yeah.
Picture Centre.
My favourite.
You like that?
Yeah, that's my favourite out of all of them. Good, there's a bit of Amy Mann in there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit Cocteau Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, really good. Good, I really like, really good, really intriguing that.
Carl Pilkington?
Yeah, it's alright.
If you didn't like it, what would you say?
It's weird though, isn't it, music? No, do you know what I mean? It's like, it depends what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? That's alright. If you're just having a game of crib or whatever, it's just on in the background. that's the thing with music. I don't think you can sort of slag any of it off. It's times, and it's depends what mood you're in and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
So this is a pointless feature. It's a pointless.
Pointless feature.
We'll do it
again.
Well,
I didn't
come up with it.
No, I don't. All right, don't slag it off.
Okay, we'll do that again then. I was quite enjoying that, but okay.
No, do you understand what I'm saying?
Well,
that it's not worth having an opinion about music.
Well, I'm not that bothered. I'm just saying,
imagine if he was on the panel of fame going to be your pop idol.
Yeah.
That'd be great. It'd go along. And Nicky Chapman going, yeah, you've really improved. I really like that. I don't know what you're wearing. Dr. Fox, you were hot, baby. I loved it. Like your legs, like all your boobs and all that. Brilliant. Come to Carl. Not bothered. All right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, but keep it up, you know.
Play a record.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. This is my favourite. Can I change? This is my favourite out of all four of them. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slam Dunk is fucking. Jet. And Rollover DJ on XFM 104.9.
Alright? Carl, just an email. A question for you. Can you please let me know which school Carl went to? What school do you go to?
Cessav.
What?
Cessav.
Cessav?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was on Cecil Avenue.
Cecil Avenue, in Manchester.
Yeah.
It's just he says, I'd like to know so that I don't send my kids to the same place. He also says, he says, P.S., does Carl look like Gollum in Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, in fact, I was just putting a little bald wig on you, wasn't I?
Like he needs one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if
just
you want
some of the fun and games we have when the songs are on.
Yeah, yeah, did it hurt?
Just a little bit. The bit that worried me is when you said, let me just staple it.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get it under your chin because it looked funnier. And he was scared. Oh. Do you remember I did that thing with the tea towel? Have you told Steve about that?
I don't think I have. It's not something I'd shout about, to be honest.
Go on.
Went round his place.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, before you go, I must try something.
Because I couldn't get squeezing hard enough. I can't, because I'm not strong enough to hurt him anymore now, or am I?
I think I can take it a bit more than I could at the start.
Yeah, so I wanted to squeeze his head more. So what did I do?
So he said, just hang on, I've got a tea towel. He brought a tea towel in now. I need something sort of long and thin. What can I get? He's asking his girlfriend, where's that? Comes in with a spatula.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He puts the tea towel on my head. And manages to sort of put the spatula in and turn it round so that the tea towel is tightening on my head.
Yeah.
Using little pressure, would you say, from you?
Yeah, just little. It's brilliant. It's like a tourniquet, and I just turned it a little bit. And he screamed almost straight away, didn't you?
It hurts. But, so, but why did you think that was good? When would you need to use that tool?
And yeah, I did it on my other bald mate. Robert was over, and he screamed as well. Could he just put a tea towel around, like a little bandana, just stick the wooden spoon down the back, just turn it, and it's even half a turn, isn't it?
Mm.
And it really...
Hopefully children listening will be trying that on their friends.
No, no they won't, don't try that at home.
I've got another fact for you, Carl. It might be of interest to you, it's the final one. The ancient Babylonians had...
Can I...
What?
And just stop you there. What's a Babylonian?
My head's gonna burst! What do you mean, what's a Babylonian?
I've never heard of one.
No, well, think, work out, what's an Evertonian?
Someone who supports Everton.
Well, or from?
From Liverpool.
Yeah, so what's a Babylonian?
He's from Baba.
Yeah, well, anyway, people from Baba, ancient Baba, they didn't have very many doctors in those days, all right? Because they felt that illnesses should be left to the wisdom of the public, right? So if you were sick, okay, you were placed in the city centre, right? And then a passerby...
Outside Baba.
And a passerby who had suffered from the same ailment, or who had seen it treated in the past, they would pass by, they would give them advice on how to be cured. Do you understand? So there'd be no doctors, just people passing by would see, they'd say, what's wrong with you? And they'd say, well, blah, 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 I've had the same thing, here's some advice. And pedestrians were forbidden to pass such an individual without inquiring about the complaint and prescribing for it if they knew how to.
So hang on, so there's someone ill.
Yeah.
It's outside the town hall.
Yeah.
People walk past, go, what's up with you? They go, oh, my foot hurts. And they go, you've got to do this to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And were they ever right?
Well, what do you mean?
Were they ever right?
Well, how do we know?
What are you telling me?
What?
What have you just told me? What am I meant to take from that? You just said strangers sort of say, you've got that wrong with you.
I think he's sulking. I don't think he's ever going to take anything we tell him again because we don't...
No, but I don't
like
understand
the fact that he goes, monkeys can do armed robberies, and we go, no, they can't.
I don't understand what the problem is.
But how is that different from telling me that a Chinese woman ate dirt? How is that not the same sort of
thing? Because that's weird. Someone sat in Trafalgar Square going, I've got a headache and I go take some Nurofen, isn't shocking. I'm not a doctor, I've given them a bit of advice.
But neither is the dirt lady, she's not particularly interesting, neither of them are particularly interesting. I'm just trying to give you an example of the same sort of drivel you feed us every week.
Would you sort of have tea round at her house? It's weird. The Chinese woman.
Right, so it's weird. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. It's weirdness that you're interested in.
See, I thought that you were actually interested in sort of learning that interesting sort of stuff.
But if it's weird, it helps.
If it's weird, it helps.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be major news. The other day there was something about this fella who, I think he wanted to be an actor, right? And he was trying all his life to be an actor. Couldn't get a gig anywhere, right? So when he died, he said, right, I'm going to leave all my money to the theatre as long as that theatre uses my skull in that play they do with the head.
Hamlet.
In Hamlet. So that's that sort of news, and
what?
It's weird.
Right.
What money did he have if he had been struggling actor?
he had some money in that.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what I'm interested in, what he did. Yeah,
no,
that's what me and Steve. Yeah, and that's what me and Steve are interested in, what he did, how he earned his money.
So, yeah, because you were going to educate us this week with some interesting facts.
Oh, yeah, come on then.
Is that it, or have you got more?
Well, that's weird.
But that's not educational. You didn't give me his name, you didn't give me when, you didn't give me what theatre.
No, but also to take from it, do you know what I mean? If people listen and go, well, I'm a bit like that. It's like, if you've got to be dead and have your skull on stage, that isn't the job for you. that's what I'm saying. If it takes that much, give it up, do something else. Right? What else have I taught you?
I don't know.
You haven't taught us, you've never taught me anything.
See, we'll just have to sort of...
What, agree to disagree?
Right. I don't know what you can sort of learn from this.
Go on then.
7 Up, the drink.
Yeah.
Right. We're actually on air now,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, this is
a radio show that we're paid
forget
for.
That, then. Forget
no,
that,
come no. on, no, come on, 7 Up.
It's not really, not important.
It's not interesting.
No.
It's not interesting. More
go
important.
On, no, come go on, then. Come
the,
on.
Little, the little red dot that's above the 7 on the can. Do you know, it says 7
yeah,
up and the little
yeah.
red dot.
Yeah.
That red dot's there because the creator of it was an albino and he had red eyes, and he had that little thing there as his little trademark.
Is that true?
It's true.
That's quite interesting.
Right then. So that's what I'm saying. It's not that important, but it's interesting.
If it's true, that's interesting.
It isn't. It's true and it's interesting.
Okay, that's good. You know, Coke used to contain real cocaine.
So well, like, they used to be medicines, didn't they?
Tonics, yeah.
No, they were medicines. I read that tomato ketchup and Coca-Cola Started off with medicines.
Probably not a medicine, probably more of a tonic, because it was probably a pick-me-up, wasn't it? If I had Coke in it and caffeine and sugar, and same as ketchup, probably lots of vitamin C and lots of sugar, it was probably more of a tonic. It wasn't really a medicine. They didn't say, cancer, have this on your chips.
It's some HP.
Wasn't a medicine, it was...
Well, it was, kind of.
All right, okay, let's agree to disagree on that particular one.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Is that it, Carl? What else? You've given us a 7-Up thing, okay.
I've told you about the goldfish.
Not really, but yeah.
You didn't say anything about goldfish. This is your fact, right? You know what? Goldfish might have longer memories than some people think. That's not a fact. That under no circumstances would imagine Magnus Magnusson saying, what animals might have longer memories than most people think? This is goldfish, correct? Imagine that as a question. How is that a fact?
If you ever have children, you can educate them with this kind of drivel. Is this how you're going to raise your kids? So their minds just pump.
That'd be my job. I'd keep them interested with stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Suzanne does the proper stuff.
Yeah. So you agree there is some proper stuff?
Yeah, but I wouldn't make him do it. I'd just sort of leave the book there, and then if he read it, I'd go, that's good. That is.
What book would you think? What, the 50th... freakiest people ever to be born.
Give him that to start with.
What would you tell me your favourite was? The little fella who's playing the keyboard?
That or the three-legged fella.
Yeah, okay. So he's learnt that. That's the first day at school. What were you teaching the second day at school?
I don't know, because it...
Why do owls have to turn 180 degrees to look the other way?
Because they've got big eyes.
Yeah, and what's that mean?
What do you mean, what's it
mean? Can I just... I don't think you should have children.
Well, Suzanne's always saying, you know, that's, you know, she'd like to hear tiny feet running round the flat. Stuff. Yeah. I just said, let's get a little midget cleaner.
Right, haven't got long, we better give the winner. We've got monkey news coming up.
We haven't really got any monkey news.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
There's nothing going on, seriously.
What do you mean?
The last few weeks I've been telling you.
Right. This really annoys me when you say there's nothing going on. Because you call it monkey news, but it's not monkey news. You have stories, dubious stories. But shut up a minute. About it's always chimps, which annoys me you call it monkey, because they're apes, right? And it's often from the 18th century. Mm. So it's not news anyway. So don't tell me there's no monkey news this week.
No, what I'm saying is, if there's monkey news worth doing, I'll know about it. And there isn't anything,
right.
So let's leave it.
Right, okay, you are going to give me some monkey news, Right, I'll tell you, you are going to give me some monkey news, or we're not leaving.
Right, well, my mum sent me some.
Right.
I got a little letter from her doing the usual sort of stuff, telling me what she'd been up to and that. It was a little thing about, somewhere in Lincolnshire or something.
Right, good.
Do a bit of monkey throwing.
God, what do you mean?
Because some fella got attacked by one once. And sort of to remember him, on this certain day, they go, oh, it was today, wasn't it? And that fella got attacked by a little monkey and that. And the, something about chucking monkeys about.
That's horrible.
I don't know if they're real, I think it's just, like, to remember.
Alright.
But that's the only sort of stuff that's knocking about out there.
But it's not, that's not
monkey. I've got my mum and dad on it, looking all the time.
There must be more monkey news than that.
There isn't nothing going. I mean, there's bits and pieces. There was a bit about Donna Rare, how when she has a kid, she's going to let a gorilla look after it for a week or something. But apart from that, it's dead out there.
Well, I don't know what that means.
She's, well, that's it.
Apparently, well, it's not true. She's not going to let a gorilla look after her child.
No, it is. Apparently, a fella works with them or something. And,
this is rubbish!
It's not rubbish.
How can she let a gorilla look after a baby for a week?
Well, forget it.
Sorry, have you ever heard her speak? Can I just give you a little fact here? Someone's emailed in for you, Carl. They've sent an interesting fact for you. I think you're going to be interested in this. Don't read it on the email. Let me read it for you. I think you'll be excited. An interesting fact from Carl. That's from Toby. He says, Attila the Hun punished some fella who annoyed him by cutting off his arms and legs. You'll love this. And stitching his arms back where his legs should be. And vice versa. Look at his face. Look at a little smile that's just cracked on his lips. That is the kind of fact you've been waiting for all day, isn't it?
So go on, again, so...
Attila the Hun, right, some guy didn't like, he cut off his arms and his legs, and he stitched his legs on where his arms should be, and his arms where his legs should be. Look at him looking at his body, trying to picture it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let it sink in for a little while, then I'll ruin it for him. Carl, what are you thinking?
I'm just picturing it.
Right, he would have died. It would have been tokenistic. There's no way that person could have lived through it. So, it was just for the Hun's fun. He probably put him on a stick outside his gate or something. There's no way in those days that he could have gone through complete limb amputation and...
So would he have wore a jumper for pants?
Who's the winner of the competition?
From Walthamstow, it's Joe Ogden. Well done, Joe. You got the correct answer, which was what? The
fellow with two heads at number 50.
Number 50. Is that it? Are we off?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Right. More of the same drivel next week.
Bye.
Bye.